This weekend, I'd like to talk to you about two things. Number one, computer programming. And number two, a really bad movie called A Knight's Tale. I need two volunteers, first of all. Don't I get to choose? Let's see here. Okay. Come up here, sir. Come on up. Come on up here. I'd like you to introduce yourself to the congregation and tell your age and grade.
I am Abigail.
Your age?
I'm 8.
And your grade?
3rd.
Okay.
My name is Aiden, and I am 9, and I am in 3rd grade.
All right. Guys, thank you for your help today. Let's give them a round of applause. Okay. One of you stand over there, and one of you stand over there. Okay. One of my degrees before I became a priest was in computer science and another one in computer information systems. And when you learn computer programming, one of the first things they teach you about is what is called a pointer. A pointer. And this is when you go to use your computer and you ask your computer, "Computer, I need to see, you know, my homily." Well, you don't actually ask the homily. You're asking the computer for the homily, and it refers you to the homily. It points to it. It's as if I would say, "Aiden, where is Abigail?" And he points to her, right? That's why it's called a pointer. Guys, have a seat. Round of applause. Guys, that's exactly what John the Baptist was. You see, in a computer programming and in this example, the pointer doesn't have the thing you need. Okay? John the Baptist didn't have the thing that you need, but he pointed to the guy who did. And the challenge during this second week of Advent is for you to become like John the Baptist. How can you become a pointer? Now, a lot of people say it's rude to point, but if you're pointing people to Jesus Christ, that's exactly what you need to be doing. I need 3 more volunteers. Come on up. Yes, you can come up. Let's see here. 1 more volunteer. One of you 3. All right. Come on up here, guys. Okay, which one of you wants to play the devil?
No.
Have your parents told you this? Or, I mean, have they called you the devil? Or why'd your hand go up so quick? Okay, don't answer that. Which one of you wants to play Jesus? His hand went up faster, just not as high. Okay, Jesus over there. Okay, this means, my dear, that you are playing the Christian. Okay? One of the things lately I've noticed in my own life is as a priest, it's really easy to get overwhelmed. You have people grabbing at you all day, kind of like being a parent, right? And you're working these 10 and 12-hour days day after day, and you start to get really frustrated. And what I learned is, you know, it's kind of like with kids. I mean, they're just asking for what they need, right? And you as parishioners, you're just asking for what you need. And so I really had to go to prayer and say, okay, Matt, it's really not about the people and it's not really their problem, it's your problem. It's me. It's because I was being impatient. And so I went to prayer and I asked God. I was really getting frustrated too because I kept asking God, God, how can I be more patient? How can I quit being a jerk to so many people? You know? How can I quit being short with people? And over and over and over, I kept asking and I kept getting frustrated because I couldn't find an answer. And I think this is why. What happens if Satan comes and tries to drag you away from Jesus? Try to drag her away. Yeah. Okay. Now, what's your tendency if somebody tries to drag you away? Say what?
Pray to God to stop.
Pray to God to stop. That's a very holy answer, but not normal. You're walking outside of church today, and somebody comes and they tries to nab you and steal you. What are you going to do? Help. You probably start kicking them, right? And our tendency sometimes is when Satan pulls on us, is we try to push back. And we're thinking, okay, how can I resist this evil? How can I resist evil in my life? And you know what I realized in my own life is that was the totally wrong approach. When somebody comes and tries to nab you and pull you away from Jesus, what do we tell little kids when we say, you know, if some stranger comes and tries to get you, what do you do? What do you do? No, that was just what we said not to do. No. What do you do? Run away, right? Run away. And run in the opposite direction. In other words, turn your back to Satan and run towards Jesus. Right? Okay, guys, have a seat. Round of applause. And I guess what I've learned is that we have this tendency to try to resist evil, which is good. I mean, you shouldn't run towards evil. But maybe the solution is not so much resisting evil. The solution is turning and running towards Jesus. And I started to finally find some peace inside my own life when I got down on my knees in this church and prayed, when I ran to Jesus. You see, if you want to be a pointer, if you want to refer people to Jesus Christ, if you want to point people to Jesus Christ, they don't need to look at you and see somebody resisting evil. Everybody does that, even people who don't know Jesus. What they need is somebody who's down on their knees in this church falling in love with their Savior. They need somebody who's running towards Jesus. And so if you want to be like John the Baptist, if you want to point people towards Jesus, you got to be running towards Him. You got to be falling in love with Him. You've got to let Jesus permeates you so much that people look at you and maybe they even think you're one of those crazy Christians. I can readily imagine a scenario, because it happens just about every week, if not every day, where somebody says to me, Father, I'm having a bad day, or for instance, this past week, my brother calls me up and he says, you know, I need to talk. Well, you know, my first instinct was to say, hey, why don't you come over for a drink tonight, right? We can chat. You can imagine a scenario in your workplace where you see one of your buddies at the end of the day and you say, hey, you want to, you know, we're both stressed out. Why don't we go and have a drink tonight? But when's the last time you saw somebody in need or somebody called you up and said they needed to talk? And instead of referring them to the bottle or to a movie or to a nice meal, you referred them to Jesus. When you said to them, hey, why don't you join me at Mass this Sunday? Or can I pray for you? I realized with my own brother this last week, I mean, he came over and we had a great talk and we enjoyed one another's company. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But did we even pray together? For God to help him out, to help me out? No. You see, it's not just resisting evil, it's running towards Jesus. And it's being not just a pointer, but somebody who easily and readily gives a reference to Jesus. We refer people all the time to a good restaurant, to the sporting event, to the gentleman who referred me to the sporting event last night. I want my money back. Wasn't a good game. We refer people to a good website or a good recipe. But when do we give Jesus a referral? And the beautiful thing about giving Jesus a referral is that the rewards program is excellent. You see, Jesus says in Scripture that when you tell people about him, when you lead people to him, you earn your own salvation. You secure a place for yourself in heaven. Second thing I want to talk about today. How many of you have seen the movie A Knight's Tale? You can admit it. It's okay. Raise your hands a little higher. Okay. Most of you not. In this movie, it's a movie with the lead of Heath Ledger. And he plays a knight who's not really a knight, but he wants to be a knight. And he has a herald who's played by the historical poet Chaucer. And the job of a herald is to go out before a jousting match. And each knight would have a herald, and that herald would go out and try to drum up support for his knight so that the crowd would cheer more, and then that knight was more likely to win. In this movie, Chaucer goes out and he goes on and on and on about all these things that this knight has done. The battles he's won, the maidens he's won, the great accomplishments. John the Baptist is often described in the church as a herald. A herald. Not a like the guy herald. Like this guy in the movie, who goes out in front of the crowd and is happy to go on and on and on about what his Lord has accomplished. And guys, that's you. You're not just a pointer, you're not just in charge of giving references to Jesus Christ, but you are also a herald, one who is made by your baptism to go out in front of people and to tell people about all the wondrous things your Lord has done. You are asked this second weekend of Advent, will you be like John the Baptist? Now, you don't need to wear camel's hair. If you come to church dressed like that, I'm going to ask you to go home and change. You don't need to eat locusts. The wild honey, that's all right. And you certainly don't want to end up with your head on a platter like John the Baptist. But will you be a pointer, a reference to Jesus? That when people look at you, they don't see the pointer, they see Jesus. That when people think of Betty or Susie or Joe or Tom, the first thing they think about is Jesus. And guys, we do this in both positive ways and subtle ways, bold ways, and small ways. It could be put in a holy card in your Christmas cards. It could be asking a coworker if you can pray for them. Putting a manger scene up in front of your house to proclaim the world the good news. It could be sitting down with somebody and sharing with them the good news of Jesus Christ. And when is the last time that you gave Jesus a referral? You see, guys, I am not the only preacher in this church today. I might have a microphone and a big purple chasuble that makes me look like Barney the dinosaur. I might have years of seminary training, which I can tell you didn't do a whole lot of good. But what is it when we're baptized that we take that chrism and we put it on the crown of your little head and we say that you are anointed a priest, a prophet, and a king? Brothers and sisters, you, just as much as I, if not more so in some sense, are supposed to be preaching. I leave you with this quote from Benedict the 16th from last year. We cannot keep to ourselves the words of eternal life given to us in our encounter with Jesus Christ. They are meant for everyone, for every man and woman. It is our responsibility to pass on what by God's grace we ourselves have received.